It's Friday, April the 6th. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville, and thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. And here's your sports. Well, Aggie baseball fans got three extra innings, and it paid off last night as Brian High product Cray Bratson slugged the winning RBI for the second time in three games. And the fourth-ranked Aggie baseball team beat Oklahoma 4-3 in 12 innings at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. Tied 3-3 with the bases loaded, one out in the bottom of the 12th. Bratson lifted a fly, medium depth to right field. Pinch runner Charlie Curl tagged and raced home to beat a good outfield throw to the plate. Home plate umpire ruled Curl safe on the slide, much to the displeasure of the Sooner catcher and head coach Sonny Galloway, who were still arguing the call as fans made their way to the exits. The Aggies committed three errors, but none led to runs. Kyle Martin got the win in relief and got out of a major jam in the top of the 12th. Tyler Naquin continued his hot bat, going 3-for-5. Coach Rob Childress talks about sort of the fun of coaching in extra innings.
You certainly do. I mean, it was a great Friday night game. You know, Michael wasn't very sharp early with his command, and, you know, they made him pay. We were very fortunate to get out of the second inning with only giving up one run. But I felt like his last three innings he was outstanding. And, you know, we put Kyle Martin out there and put the game in his hands, and he couldn't have been any better than he was.
A&M goes to 5-2 in the Big 12. OU drops to 4-6. They'll play game two of the series tonight at 6:35 and finish tomorrow at 3:30. Also in the Big 12 yesterday, Texas beat Texas Tech in Lubbock 7-4. Baylor beat Missouri 3-1 to go to 10-0 in conference play. Sad story to report again. Former Texas A&M offensive coordinator Joe Avezzano died yesterday at the age of 68 in Italy. Avezzano was working out on a treadmill when he suffered a heart attack. He was recently hired as the head coach of the Milano Seamen of the Italian Football League. Avezzano was the Dallas Cowboys special teams coach from 1990 to 2002. He was named the NFL special teams coach of the year three times during that span, but was not retained when Bill Parcells took over as the coach in 2003. He's survived by his wife, Diane, and his son, Tony. Chip Howard visited with his A&M boss, Jackie Sherrill.
You know, one thing I can say about, you know, his coaching ability, there's no question he was an outstanding coach, but the players really, really liked him, but they also really respected him. And he had a great relationship with the players. The players, he took, you know, players that were average players and they played extremely well. He took players that, you know, were very good and they still played at a high level.
Avezzano was also an ardent country fan and singer who would perform locally at the Texas Hall of Fame from time to time during his time here.
You know, he always thought he could sing.
Yes, he did.
And that's probably one reason why the players really liked him, because, you know, his meetings, his coaching style, even though he demanded a lot, but he also made it fun for them.
He was Sherrill's offensive line coach and offensive coordinator from 1985 to 1988. He was also the head coach at Oregon State from 1980 to 1984. High school baseball last night, A&M consolidated shutout Allison 7-0. The Tigers go to 14-8, 7-2 in district play. They stay tied with Bryan for the 12-5A lead after the Vikes beat Shoemaker 7-1. Bryan will host Consol Tuesday for the outright lead. Also, Rutter shutout Maynard 5-0 to go to 9-2 in district play. And softball, Consol routed Shoemaker 19-6 on the road. They're 8-2 in district. Speaking of softball, the Aggies will play two today at Ames against Iowa State and then play game three tomorrow. A&M is 5-2 in the Big 12, 25-10 overall. Iowa State is 0-6 in the league. Consolidated girls soccer team will meet Garland tonight at 7 o'clock at the Waco ISD in the area round of the playoffs. The Lady Tigers advance with a 1-0 win over North Mesquite on Monday. Consol girls golf team finished second, and Angela No was the tournament medalist in the 12-5A Girls Golf Championship at Cottonwood Creek in Waco. No shot a 149 over two rounds. Brian's Tyler Sheffield was the individual runner-up at 173. A&M has moved into the top 10 in the current standings of the Directors' Cup. They are ninth after counting 11 of 15 winter sports, which included several sports that the Aggies don't compete in NCAA competition, like fencing, ice hockey, rifle, skiing, and wrestling. The Aggies moved from 17th to 9th in the strength of their outcomes of women's basketball, indoor track, swimming, and diving. Major League Baseball season is open for 17 of the teams, and today it'll open for 13 more, including the Texas Rangers and the Chicago White Sox, playing at Arlington at 1 o'clock. The Houston Astros host Colorado at Minute Maid at 6:05. In women's tennis, A&M's record-setting 13-match winning streak came to an end as the 21st-ranked Aggies fell 5-2 in a hard-fought 4-hour and 30-minute match against number 12 Baylor in Waco yesterday. And finally, Arkansas football coach Bobby Petrino has been put on paid leave. Athletics Director Jeff Long announced the decision late yesterday, capping a stunning day in which it was revealed that Petrino had a 25-year-old female employee with him during a weekend motorcycle ride that ended in a crash. A police report released Thursday showed that he had been riding with former Arkansas volleyball player and current Razorback Foundation fundraiser Jessica Durrell. She was not injured in Sunday's accident. Petrino broke 4 ribs and cracked a neck vertebrae, but didn't reveal that he was riding with the woman during a news conference on Tuesday. Long said he wasn't told until Thursday that Durrell was on the ride with Petrino. Petrino, by the way, is married with 4 children. And that's your look at sports, everybody. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. Have a great Easter weekend. We'll see you Monday morning.